This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, if there is one word that can be said to spell the difference between success and failure, that word is discipline. One word between success and failure, that word is discipline. People who are disciplined succeed, people who are not disciplined fail. And that's a blanket statement that can be made across the board, whether it is in student life, whether it's in careers, whether it is farming, whether it is working in the religious field, whether it is working in politics, everywhere. People who are disciplined succeed, people who are not disciplined fail. What is the meaning of discipline? Discipline is a mark of self-respect. It's a mark of being true to your word. It's a mark of being true to yourself. When you are disciplined, you produce consistent results, not flash in a pan. Sometimes you got lucky, something good happened. Next day you did not get lucky, you failed. You don't know why you succeeded, you don't know why you failed. No. You are disciplined, you have a system, you know why you succeeded. If you fail, you know why you failed, you make the correction, you don't fail the second time. This is the meaning of discipline. So, when you are disciplined, you are exhibiting self-respect. It shows that you respect yourself, number one. Number two, you produce consistent results. Consistency results in trustworthiness. If you are consistent, you are trusted. If I am sure that if I tell you something, it will be done, then I trust you. So, discipline produces consistency. Consistency produces trustworthiness. Trustworthiness, to be trusted, is the foundation of leadership. It's the foundation of influence. If you are not trusted, you have no influence. If you are not trusted, nobody will follow you. It doesn't matter if you have money or this or that. If you are not trusted, people will not follow you. And that is why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's title, even before he announced Islam, is Al-Amin, trustworthy. As-Sadiq Al-Amin, the truthful and the trustworthy. Comes from discipline. Now, discipline, another word for discipline is structure. Is structure. Take our religion. This whole religion is based on discipline. It's based on obedience. Islam means submission. What is submission? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do this. We say, sami'ana wa ata'ana. We hear, we obey. No argument, no running around here and there. The worship in this religion, what is the most important part of this religion after shahada, after somebody enters the religion, is salah. And what did Allah say about salah? Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Not whenever you feel like pray. Oh, just now I feel very holy, I want to pray. Then time for salatul fajr comes, I'm not feeling very holy, I'm feeling lazy, it's okay. No. Specific time, whether you are feeling holy, not holy, whether you are feeling like worshipping, you don't feel like worshipping, you are tired, you are not tired. Salah ala waqtiha. Salah at its time. Fawailul lil musallin alladhina hum an salatihim sahun. Allah said, woe to the people who pray, who delay their salah. Allah is not saying who miss their salah, who delay their salah. Salah ala waqtiha. They asked him, what is the best deed? He said, salah ala waqtiha. The best deed is the first salah at its time. without delay. 1 minute before the salah time starts, your salah is not valid. Yes? You can't pray before time. 1 minute after the time is over, it is khada. You can't say, oh, you know what, I was late, so I'm praying. No, you can pray, but it's khada. It's not the adha. It's not the actual salah. It is khada. We fast. We make suhoor. We stop eating 1 minute before the time for Salatul Fajr comes. You eat 1 minute after the time for Salatul Fajr comes, your fast is invalid. Breaking the fast, as soon as the time for Maghrib comes, you break the fast. If you delay that, it is makruh. It won't spoil your fast, but it is makruh. It is not something which is good. We go for Hajj. There is a date. There is a time. Right? If I go to Arafah, and say it is convenient for me to go on the 1st of Dhul Hijjah and I'm standing there all day, what will happen? Nothing will happen. I'm supposed to be there when? For Hajj. 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Huh? You might say, well, what is the big deal? 9th, 10th, 5th, it's the same Arafah, same Allah, same. No. This is not the deen. The deen is to do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, as he did it, when he did it, at the place he did it, exactly as he did it. Discipline. There is a day on which you are supposed to be in Mina. There is a day on which you are supposed to be in Arafah. There is a time, from this time to this time, you are supposed to be in Arafah. Then you leave Arafah, come back to Muzdalifah, from this time to this time. From Muzdalifah, you come back to Mina, this time to... Everything is structured. Everything is structured. This is our deen. You go for Salatul Eid, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the udhiya, the khurbani, the sacrifice must be done after the salah. If you slaughter the animal, same day, you slaughter the animal before you pray, he said, you slaughtered the animal for yourself. This is not udhiya. This is not khurbani. This does not fulfill it has to be done after the salah. Salatul Eid for Eid al-Fitr, when do you give the fitrah, before or after? Before. After you give it charity, alhamdulillah, Allah will reward you, but it's not the fitrah. You have not completed the requirement for the Salatul Eid. Discipline. Khutbatul Jummah, before the salah or after? Before the salah. Khutbatul Eid, before or after? After. Abdul Malik bin Marwan, when he was the Khalifa, Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu was there in the congregation. So Abdul Malik bin Marwan comes and he sets up the member. Before the Salatul Eid, he gets on the member, he is going to give the khutbah. So Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu caught his mishla, he pulled him down. He said, what are you doing? This is not the sunnah. He said, no, the sunnah has changed. This is how it will be done. Abu Sayyid Khudri said, no, this is not correct. This is Rasulullah said, the khutbah of Eid is after the salah, not before. Now, why did Malik bin Marwan? Because nobody wants to listen to him. Right? Jabir. So he said, okay, put the people in the position now. For Salatul Eid, you will say, so I will talk to you. But after Eid, khutbah is of khutbatul Eid. Khutbatul Jum'ah is fard. Khutbatul Eid is mustahab. So, people say, I have to go, I go. He didn't want to do that, he's changing it. No, you can't change it. Discipline. But what have we done? We had an incident here recently, I think like 3-4 days back. Somebody came here and said to me, I want to have Aqdun Nikah. So, when shall I come? I said to him, come at Salatul Asr, 5:45. He said, I will come. 5:45, I am here, Sheikh Abdullah is here, we prayed Salatul Asr, everything finished, waiting for the man, no sign. So, okay, maybe he changed his mind, doesn't want to nikah, who knows, that's his life. I went home, Sheikh Abdullah went home, Sheikh Abdullah has to go somewhere, suddenly on his door, hammering, dot, his wife got worried, what happened suddenly? The man is standing there, he said, do my nikah. Sheikh Abdullah said, this is crazy. I mean, first of all, Sheikh Yaber told you come at 5:45. You come late. He comes like 6:30. And then you come to my house, which is not the masjid, which is not the office. It is my house. It is out of bounds, official work in the masjid. That is my private place. You are not supposed to come here. Then you are hammering on the door. You know what he says? He says, Sheikh, Arab time. Said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Arab time. Who was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Arab or non-Arab? Hey? Arab time. You want to insult the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Really? Seriously? I mean, he was Arab, no? Was he Pakistani or something? Or Indonesian? No, he was Arab. So you are saying Arab time meaning his time. So you're insulting the Nabi Alayhi Wasallam? And what was his own commitment to time? Every day. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so committed to time, they used to say you can tell the time of the day by looking at him. One day a man meets him. He says, I want to see. He has some question. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, come tomorrow. He said, I will meet you at such and such a place. Now, next day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes there. He stands there. He's waiting. This man is not to be seen. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waits there for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. Then he comes back. Next day he goes on his own, same place, stands and waits. Third day the man comes. Ya Rasulullah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Ana asif ya Rasulullah. I'm very sorry. I forgot. Your job, you asked the Nabi alayhi salam to come. He is waiting for you. You forgot. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. So I remind myself and you, please. If you want success in life, get disciplined. Make a structure for your day. Don't just live like, you know, we live like animals. They're just breathing, eating, sleeping. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. No. Make a structure for your day. What will you do? What time will you wake up? What will you do? Wake up 1 hour before the time for Salatul Fajr starts. Pray Tahajjud, read one juz of Quran, and pray Salatul Fajr. And then start your day. If you need some sleep, go sleep after that for a while. Then get up and do the rest of your day. I tell the people, when you get out of your bed, make the bed clean, neat. It should look nice. Because if you go out and then maybe you had a bad day, right? At least you come back home, the bed is nice. Looks nice. It doesn't look like a, you know, garbage dump or something. Sometimes some people's homes, you go into their bed. I never go. But if you go into the bedroom, it looks like, what happened in this bedroom? Everything crumpled and thrown, like, you know. Very, very bad. Clean, neat. As soon as you get up. Do that. Your shoes, always polished, always put in a particular place. Clothes, ironed, hung up in a certain place. These things, remember, this looks like a burden. But if you think discipline is a burden, believe me, an indisciplined life, which results in failure, is a much bigger burden. Much, much bigger burden. You have no clue. Much bigger burden. If you discipline yourself, you will become enormously productive. Enormously productive. Discipline. If you discipline yourself, you become enormously productive. If you don't discipline yourself, time will pass. Believe me, nobody has more than 24 hours in their life. Everybody from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to whoever. Everyone had only 24 hours. Nobody has 24 hours and 1 minute. It's what we do with that 24 hours. People say time management. No, it's life management. You can't manage time. Time is time. Life, how do you manage your life in that time? That's the main thing. So I remind myself, anyway, let's do that. We are Muslims. Let's be like Muslims. Let us be disciplined. Let us structure our lives. Let us become productive so that our lives are a means of khair and barakah for ourselves and for others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.